This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Thank you, everybody, for coming. We thank the generous sponsors for distributing the Sfarim. And this morning's breakfast is sponsored by Robert Yagarav in honor of the birth and bris of his new son, Alimach Yisrael, Tiskel Gado, the Torah L'Chubim Masim Tovim. So before we start the subject, I want to tell you a story. A Maisa Shahaya, it happened last night. And I'm not sure if I should say it, I shouldn't say it. Maybe I'm going to get in trouble. But it never stopped me before, so here we go. Guy knocks on my door, he came to my house. And someone who, Davin's here, and he wanted to tell me something. He said that since he started becoming davening in the shul regularly, Shabbos morning, his life changed. The amount of bracha that he's seen in his life since he started davening in the shul is lemala min hateva. He wanted me to know that. And it's pashut. Rav Miller, if anybody came to Avigdor Miller, the question he would ask is, do you daven in a shul where they talk or not? So the person would say, I don't talk. Rav Miller said, I don't care what you do. Are there people in the shul that talk? If there are people who talk, then don't come to me. You have this problem, you have that problem. If you want bracha in your life, you need to go to a makom where there is no talking by the davening. You, v'chol chaveirecha, v'chol hamispalalim sham. So, why am I telling you the story? You know why I'm telling you the story. It's those who are zoichet to be a part of this. You have to understand, it's a tremendous bracha. You're going to see bracha l'malam and ateva. And this has just happened to me last night. Somebody came to my house, unsolicited, unprecipitated. He wanted me to know this, and it's a tremendous chizuk. Today I want to talk about a very important inyan about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So your kids are going to come home with booklets and gematrios and divrei Torah, and all the divrei Torah that your children say at the table is very beautiful. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Higadata Labincha Bayemahu Leimar. The mitzvah, of course, is for the father to say over to the child. And the mitzvah is not to say over Vertlach and Divrei Torah. The mitzvah is to say over the story, the narrative. So let's begin with the shita of the Sefer Menucha Kedusha. If you look on your sheet, the Menucha Kedusha is the Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. And he writes in number 23. His name was Rabbi Yisrael Isser Apanovich. He says, Mi Shebara Oysanu Ve'es Yitzreinu. He who created us and our Yetzahara, Yoidea, Shebisha, Shematza, Umar, Menachem Lefanecha. At the time that the matzah and the mara are placed before you, Oz, Mayal, Masa, Hashrash, Asir, Shamayim, that basically the only time you could ingrain emunah in your child is when the matzah and the maror is on the table. Not Erev Rosh Chodesh, not Rosh Chodesh, not Sukkis, not Tisha B'Av, not Yom HaKippurim. Basically, you have one shot a year to teach your child that there's a God and that He runs the world. It's one night a year. And so says the Menucha Kedusha, V'da, Sha'afim tasok imay kol halayla b'divrei chedudim. You could say Torah the whole night. You could say pilpul the whole night. You could say gematrius the whole night. This number of words, this number of segments, gematrius, ramazim, oy b'psukei haTorah, lo yatzusa yedei chayvascha. You do not fulfill your chiyav. Ach v'rak lahazber lo yhetev mikol davar oy mekanes. You only fulfill the mitzvah if you explain the depth of the miracle, ugvuras Hashem, and Hashem's might, the yecholta, and His ability, l'shanois hateva. So if you say, pilpulim, stirois, divrei Torah, that has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. You have to talk about the mighty hand of Hashem, tell the story, the narrative. By the way, Chassam Sofer likewise writes, that in the drushas, Chassam Sofer writes in number 24, inyan hasipur, einenu lefalpel b'halacha. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not to speak in in-depth halacha. He says, Kabbalistically, pilpul is birur haklipais, but the mitzvah is ach lesaper benisei Hashem v'nefloisav. The mitzvah is just say the miracles. It's brought in the various svarim that record the Minhag of the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer was marach in his Haggadah, in his Seder, until after Chatzos. He was not makvid on eating the Afikoyman before Chatzos. And what did the Chassam Sofer do the night of the Seder? V'chol arichusoy hayoim hayoladim v'hayoladois hatzeirim. Chassam Sofer was busy with the little children. V'tirgeim kol teva sheba Haggadah. He translated every word of the Haggadah. Mebli loimar shum drush klal. The Chassam Sofer did not say any Divrei Torah the night of the Seder. So your kid's going to come with this big booklet, you know, in plastic. He's been working on it. She's been working on it. That's very nice. That has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim. How you're going to explain this to them, I leave that to you to figure that out. There's no one who has more Divrei Torah on the Haggadah than the Chassam Sofer. How many Divrei Torah the Chassam Sofer say? Zero. What did he do? He translated the words. For who? For little kids over 5 or 6 years old. So that's what the Chassam Sofer did. Ha lachma anya. This is the bread of affliction. The achalu avasanu that our forefathers ate ba'ardim Mitzrayim. Do you understand what dever is? Do you understand what zraya netuya is? Do you understand what yad chazaka is? Do you know who Lavan was? Who did Lavan try to destroy? Yaakov, what does it mean? Onus al pi hadibor. I know the gematria va'yimaru chayim. There's a kadma va'azlus gematria 190. That's very nice. There's nothing to do with the Seder. You have 7 long days of Pesach. How many Divrei Torah do you say the rest of Pesach? The rest of Pesach, everyone's talking about matzah prices. Save all your Divrei Torah for the rest of the Seder. The Seder is meant just to elaborate on the miracles of Hashem. Also in the Chut HaMeshulash, he brings Zekeni Zatzal, my grandfather, meaning Chassam Sofer, Tirgeim kol ha'agadah v'lashen Ashkenaz, l'havino gam l'hayoladim aktanim, v'hizber lahem heitev kol maimar. He explained very well every statement. Fine. That's it. That's the shita of the Chassam Sofer. That is the shita of Rabbi Yisrael Isser of Panovich, that you're only mekayim the mitzvah by speaking about the nisim v'nefla'is. However, let's analyze a few segments of the Haggadah. Chacham Ahu Omer, if you go back to the beginning, the Chacham has a question. Mahoedos, v'hachukim, v'hameshpatim. And the Baal Haggadah says, v'af ata emarlo, you should tell him, kehilchos ha-pesach. The laws of the Pesach. Now there are those who have the girsa, ad ein maftirin achar ha-pesach afikoyman. Now, by the way, does anybody know what's the last halacha mentioned in Masechet Pesachim? It talks about hilchos afikoyman. So according to the Gersa of Ad, you tell him all of Hilchos Pesach up until the end, even Hilchos Afikoyman. So ask the Briska Rav, what do you mean you're supposed to tell him Hilchos Pesach? The night of the Seder? Night of the Seder, you have to talk about the Nisim v'Neflois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are you giving a Halacha Shir the night of the Seder? Ein Maftir and Achara Pesach Afikoyman. That doesn't seem to be relevant to the Mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then we go to another place in the Haggadah. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Right? Anybody know there's like this Jewish phenomenon? People like to say, I feel so old. I feel so old. The guy's 15 years old. He feels so, why does he feel so old? You know, let him get up and get off the chair and move a little bit. Why does he feel so? No, he's following in the darach of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, who was 18 years old. He said, Hare ani kven shivim shana. And we all know this Mishnah of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, speaking about the subject of do you need to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every day of the year? Yeah, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every day of the year. When do we remember it? At the end of the third parash of Shema, when you say, Ani Hashem Lekechem, Asher Yetzias Siaschem Eretz Mitzrayim. By the way, it's not only at that juncture. It's also in Ezra Avoseinu Atuhu Me'olam, where there's a mitzvah to remember and to talk about Makas B'chayrois, and there's also a mitzvah to talk about Kriyas Yamsuf. And all of that is part of the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. In fact, Reb Chaim Brisker has a famous question. Who knows Reb Chaim Brisker's question? Who remembers Reb Chaim Brisker's famous question? The kasha is, if there's a mitzvah every single day of the year to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, then what exactly is so special the night of the Seder? And Reb Chaim gives many answers. Reb Chaim gives 3 answers. And there are another 3 new answers in the new Haggadah. There are another three new answers in the Haggadah. So, the question is as follows. Why would the Haggadah include a discussion about the daily mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim? By the way, now there's a question. Do you have to remember it every night of the year? Or does it mean we're going to remember it during the day when Mashiach comes? It's Machlokes Tanaim. This has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the night of the Seder. Why would the Haggadah include... Oh, I have a question. Do we need to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim on a random Tuesday? Okay, it's a very nice discussion. But what does that have to do with the night? What does that have to do with the Haggadah? What's it doing in the Haggadah? What's it doing in the Haggadah? By the way, the Rambam has a different girsa of the Haggadah. You know, in the Yad HaChazakah, the Rambam gives you his girsa of the Haggadah. And the Rambam learns that at that historic Seder in Bnei Brak, Maisa, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Shehayu Mesubin, Bnei Brak. So by the way, you see that Bnei Brak was already a city of Torah back in the times of the Tanaim. You know, it's a very interesting thing, by the way. The whole idea that the Torah, a lot of the Torah in the world, comes from Bnei Brak. Like, what's it doing in Bnei Brak? It's not one of the four holy cities in Eretz Yisrael. You have Yerushalayim, Chevron, Tzfas, Tveria. What in the world is Bnei Brak? And we know in recent generations, Reb Chaim Knievsky, the Chazoi Nish, the Panovich Rav, the Stipler, and Reb Shach. What are you doing? And it's not only then, it goes back. It goes back to the time of the Nasi, Reb Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva. But obviously it has something to do with the fact that actually Al Pi Kabbalah, Bnei Brak is a Makayim Tuma. And the Bnei Banam Shal Haman Loim Dim Tar Bnei Brak. But wherever Tuma is, whenever you're Nezgaber over something evil, it produces Kedusha even on a higher level. So it's amazing, you see, even in our own time, the fact that we overcame the Tuma of Haman in B'makam Zeh, it has transformed this Makam to Makam Tar. Anyway, the Rambam's Girsa is, at that historic Seder, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah says to the Chachamim, the Rambam's Girsa is, Amar Lohem, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah said to them, at that Seder, by the way, you need to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim every night of the year. Why is he talking about that at the Seder? Why is he speaking about this at the Seder? Another question. These five Tanaim were talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ad Shabo Talmideim Ve'omrim Lahem Higia Zaman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Now the first thing, there's a very important question of the Acharonim, is that Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah holds Karban Pesach is until Chatzos, which means Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is until Chatzos. So why in the world was Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim after this man? So one approach, the Stipler says, is because who's the Rav in Bnei Brak? Rabbi Akiva. So the Knesset HaGdolah writes that B'makoyim of the Marad Asra, you follow the ruling of the Marad Asra. Rabbi Akiva is Marad Asra Bnei Brak. That's why it says, Shehoyim Mesubim B'Bnei Brak. Because in Bnei Brak, we follow Rabbi Akiva, that the Zman Sibur Tzias Mitzrayim is Kol HaLayla. But ask the Brisker Rav, I get it. The Zman Sibur Tzias Mitzrayim is the whole night. But they continued into the morning. Right? Ad shebo talmideim ve'oimrim lohem higia zman kriya shema shel shachris. When is zman kriya shema? Anybody know? When does zman kriya shema start? Who knows? Mishayakir. Rabbi Fael Yair says Mishayakir. That's correct. When is Mishayakir? There are like eight different shitas when Mishayakir is. But basically 30 minutes, let's say after Alei Sashachar. So I have a question. When does Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim end? For sure, Misha'Allah Amar HaShachar. So why would they continue to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim after the Zman? You're not Mekayim a Mitzvah. What would you call a guy who's taking a lulav and esrog on Isru Chag? You'd call him out of his mind. Right? Why is he taking a lulav? Actually, there's a question. Are you ever about Toysef? Are you even allowed to? What would you call someone who eats matzah on Shavuos or on Erev Tisha B'Av? I mean, what's he doing? You know, imagine a guy who's eating in the sukkah. He's eating in the sukkah on Tisha B'Av. So the guy has multiple issues, right? So why are these Tanam talking about Yitzhak Yisrael after Alois HaShachar? The Talmidim said it's Higiyaz Man Krishna Shadar. Very nice. They should have stopped a half hour earlier. What were they doing? That's the Briskarov's Kasha. And all of these questions, let's review. Question number one, why are we telling the Chacham Hilcho Yisa Pesach the night of the Seder? Number two, why does the Haggadah include a halacha about the entire year, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? According to the Rambam, why the night of the Seder was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah telling the Chachamim about the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Number four, why were the Chachamim speaking about Hilchos, about Yetzias Mitzrayim until Alois HaShachar? So the Briska Rav has a landmark chiddush. You know this chiddush? The Briska Rav is mechadish, based on the Tosefta. Look at number six. Ein maftirin achar ha-pesach afi koimin, kegoin egoizim, timorim, kloyois, chayiv adam lasoik behilchois ha-pesach kol halayla. You're obligated to learn the laws of Pesach all night, afilu beinu lebein benoi, even just you and your kid, afilu beinu lebein atzmai, afilu beinu lebein tamidai, maisiburim gamliel. They were learning hilchos Pesach the whole night. By the way, the tour wants to know, everybody knows, I remember when I was a kid, I was having the Seder at my grandparents' house on Avenue L and East 9th Street, and I finished, I was terrified of the Afikoyman. I was terrified of the Afikoyman, because you can't eat after the Afikoyman. And when you're like 6 years old, the thought of not being able to eat was traumatizing. I still remember, I was very afraid to eat the Afikoyman. Then I asked my grandmother, can I have apple juice? And this was a very difficult night. I remember. I was only allowed to have water, but you know, who drinks water? Your kid, no, kids don't drink water. But anyway, why are you not allowed to eat after the Afikoyman? Says the Torah, you know why you're not allowed to eat after the Afikoyman? Because you're obligated to learn the whole night, and if you eat, you're going to fall asleep. Torah says that. By the way, you know, people stay up the whole night, Shavuos. Where does it say that? You should stay up the whole night? The answer is nowhere. Nowhere. Do people stay up the whole night Pesach? No. Where does it say that? In Shulchan Aruch. Right? That's basically sums up everything. Right? Stay a Shavuos night, oh, you have to stay up all night. Pesach night, nobody would ever dream of staying up all night. Pesach night, the Shulchan Aruch says, Chayev. Shavuos, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Nothing. Even the Noisei Kelim, what do the Noisei Kelim say? Noyagim Chasidim, to stay up all night. But anyway, it's not exactly like that because it says you're chayiv to be oisin in Torah ad shetachtifeno shena, until sleep grabs a hold of you. So the answer is we all do that. As soon as the Seder's over, basically, you know, the sleep grabs hold of it. But really, the night of the Seder, you don't go to sleep. You don't like, you know, okay, let me put on my pajamas, let me make sure I'm wearing my comfortable, my fuzzy slippers, and I go to sleep. No. After the Seder, you learn, you say Shir HaShirim, you speak about Yitzhak Yisrael, until sleep takes you over. In any event, look in the Tosefta. The Tosefta doesn't say, you're chayiv to be oisek, besipur Yitzhak Yisrael the whole night. Look at the Lashon of the Tosefta. Chayiv Adam lasoik behilchois ha-pesach kol halayla. Says the Briska Rav, that from all of these sources we see, that if somebody spends the night learning Hilchos Pesach, he learns, let's say a guy, what does he do all night? He learns Hilchos Charoses. How to make the Charoses, to put in Shkedim, to put in Tapuchim, to put in Kinamoin, to put in Yayin. And that's all he does the whole night. He does it the whole night. And you say, pal, where did you get your Charoses? Me? I got it in the mail from the Telz Yeshiva. They send something in the mail. Yotza Yedei Chayvasai, says the Briska Rav, your Yotze, the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, not like the Chassam Sofer, not like the Rabbi Sol Isra of Panovich. We see from the Lashon of the Haggadah, the Af Ata Emer Loi Kehilchos HaPesach, Adein Maftir Nachar Pesach, that learning Hilchos Pesach is a kiyum of the mitzvah of Sibur Yitzis Mitzrayim. Furthermore, we see this from the fact that the Haggadah includes the Mishnah that talks about the halacha of remembering Yitzis Mitzrayim every night of the year. Why is that in the Haggadah? The Haggadah is meant for the mitzvah of Sibur Yitzis Mitzrayim. No, we see by discussing halacha, you're mekayim the mitzvah. And that's why Reb Elazar ben Azariah on the night of the Seder turned to his fellow Tanoim, and he said that there's a mitzvah to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim every night of the year. And that's why they continued to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim after Alois. What do you mean? The mitzvah of Sipur is over. Yeah, the mitzvah of Sipur is over. But since part and parcel of the mitzvah of Sipur is learning Hilchos Pesach, and that's Talmud Torah, so they continue to engage in Talmud Torah even after Alois HaShachar, when the technical mitzvah of Sipur was over. Now, it's very hard to believe that the Brisker Rav holds that if you just learn Hilchos Pesach, you're yotze the mitzvah. I mean, l'chayra, you have to do it question and answer, right? You have to have a manishtana and an avada mayinu. You have to be maskel b'gnos u'masayim b'shvach. And l'chayra, you have to be doirish the time of the mitzvah, so gamliel hay oimer. So I don't think he means that by learning halacha, it replaces the basic chiyuv of these three important components of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Presumably what he means is that if in addition to telling the story, you also learn halacha, that is an additional kiyum. Every word of halacha you learn is also a kiyum. In other words, we know, kal hamar behareza meshubach. Does that only mean the narrative, or does that even include halacha? So the Brisker Rav would hold that it's expanded. I would believe he holds that once you do the baseline narrative, we expand that everything in halacha that you discuss is also considered a kiyum of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we have to discuss two things. Number one, what is the source of this? What would the source be that by discussing Hilchos Pesach, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? And number two, what would the logic be? I'm saying if you're learning Hilchos Charoses, right? Now, then you say there, when it's too late to make it or already made, what's the logic of doing that, right? You would think, Sharlin v'darshim Hilchos Pesach shloishim yom kaidim achag, but you know, what's the logic that learning halacha of Hilchos Pesach is part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? By the way, Brisker Rav has a chakira. When the Baal Haggadah says, "Va'afate emor la'gilz haPesach ad ein maftir nachar haPesach afi koyman," can we know it goes even until the last halacha? But when does it start? Are you mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim by learning Hilchos Bedikas Chametz? Imagine a guy the whole night he's learning Boid Gilin Asachem Zoraner. Not relevant until for another 364 days. You know, we know it ends by the end of Pesachim. Does it start at the very beginning of Pesachim? That's the chakira of the Brisker Rav. Lamaisa, I would say yeah, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is telling them halachos about random Tuesdays. By the way, every night of the year there's a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. That has no relevance to this night at all. I mean, it is relevant because you also have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim this night, but it's not really. So, when I was living in Queens, I was close with from Rabbi Galanter Shul, Rabbi Savitsky Shul. Do you remember Rabbi Warman?
Of course.
Ah, Rabbi. I used to when I daven there during the week. I used to sit next to Rabbi Warman. Rabbi Warman was the Rosh Yeshiva in Hebrew Academy of Nassau County. He was, you know who he was? Gordon knows who he was. First of all, I'm give a big yashar koach for Gordon for picking up 2 dozen bagels this morning, and the cream cheese, and schlepping in the boxes. Shkayach. Gordon remembers Rabbi Warman. He was the Talmud Muvak of Rabbi Lazar Silver. He was from the city of Leipzig in Germany, and he wrote many volumes called She'eros Yosef. And he always would tell me, I mean, when he was in his 90s, Rabbi Vosner would call him up. You have to continue to write. You have to continue to write. You have to continue to write. So I was inspired to write from this Rabbi Warman. In fact, the first article I ever wrote, I went to him and he edited it for me. Rabbi Warman edited the article and he helped me submit it to Hamar. That was probably goes back 15 years. He wrote many volumes, She'eris Yosef, Svarim Nefla'im. He wants to find a makar for the Brisker Rav. What would the source be that you need to learn that you're mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim by learning Hilchos Pesach? So if you look at number 9, the Sifra brings on the Pasuk, Zachar Siyam HaShabbos L'Kadshai, remember Shabbos. So the Sifra says, Yachal Belibcha, I would think to do it in your heart. No, that already says Shamar. What do I do with Zachar? Shoyne Beficha. Remember Shabbos with your mouth. It says, remember, don't forget that you got Hashem angry in the Midbar. I would think in your heart. No, it says Al Tishkach. What do I do with Zachar? Shoyne Beficha. It says, Zachar Esa Sha'asa Hashem Lekachel Miriam. I would think in your heart. No, it already says, Hishamar Beneget Saras Lishmar Ma'oid. So what do I do with Zachar? Shoyne Beficha. It says, Zachar Esa Sha'asa Lecha Amalek. I would think it's enough to do it in your heart. When it says, Loi Tishkach, so it says, don't forget. What's Zachar? Shoyne Beficha. Listen carefully. But there are many things in the Torah it says Zachar. It says Zachar by Shabbos. It says Zachar by Miriam. It says Zachar by Amalek. So I would have learned the Sifra that Zachar means I need to make Kiddush. I have to articulate Shabbos. Or I need to articulate the story of Miriam. Or I need to articulate, I have to lay in the parsha of Amalek. Look in the Ravid on the Sifra. The Ravid says, no, that's not what it means. It doesn't mean you need to make Kiddush. It doesn't mean you need to articulate the story. The Ravid says, Shoyne Beficha, Hilchois Shabbos. Zachar Es Yoyim HaShabbos means, on Shabbos, you're required to learn Hilchois Shabbos. What does it mean? Zachar Esa Sha'asa Hashem Lekecha L'Paroi, learn Hilchois Negaim. In other words, what does it mean, remember the story of Miriam? Learn Hilchois Nega. What does it mean, remember Amalek? Hilchois Megillah. By the way, the Rosh on the Sifra learns, Zachar, learn Hilchois Shabbos. What does it mean, remember the Egel? Learn Hilchois Avodah Zarah. What does it mean, remember Miriam? Learn Hilchos Negaim. What does it mean, Zachar Sha'asal Chamalik? Learn Hilchos Megillah. By the way, if you remember, the Gemara had a Havamina, that when Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Chayiv Adam Likros on some Gilblala, Ushnoisa Beyoim, Lishnoisa means to learn Hilchos Megillah. Comes Rabbi Warman, Zechetzak Levracha. I one time had this chus to tie the shoes of Rabbi Shlomo Warman. The end of his life, he couldn't bend down and tie his shoes. I was zoicha to tie his shoes. Okay. He writes that the same way the Sifra says, Zachar Siyam HaShabbos L'Kadshoi, and it says, Zachar Esa Sha'asa Miriam, and it says, Zachar Esa Sha'asa L'Cha Amalek, with the Rishonim interpret, learn Halacha. Likewise, aside from the mitzvah of Higata Talabin Chavayem Ahuleimar, it says, look at number 16. The Rambam says, Mitzvahs Asay Shel Torah, Lesaper Benisim Veneflois, Shanas Lavisim Vemitzrayim, Belel Chamishas Benisan, Shenemar Zachar Es Hayoim Hazeh. So says Rabbi Warman, the same way the Sifra, interpreted by the Rishonim, learns that whenever it says Zachar in the Torah means learning the Halacha, when it says Zachar, Es Hayoyim Asher Yitzasam in Mitzrayim, maybe it means you're required to remember by learning Halacha. So specifically, remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. How? By learning Hilchos Pesach. By learning Hilchos Pesach. The same way, how do we remember Amalek? It doesn't say learn the halachos of how to kill Amalek. What kind of revolver should you use? Should you use a pistol? Should you use a rifle? That's not what it means. It learns Hilchos Megillah. So we see that the halachos expand the corpus of material to anything relevant to the subject matter. So too, if it says by Hilchos Pesach, it says by Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zachar Es Hayoim Hazeh Asher Yitzasa Mimitzrayim, then perhaps we're mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim by learning Hilchos Pesach. It's a very an amazing chiddush. This would be a basis for the chiddush of the Briska Rav that we see from the lashon of Afatah Emor like Hilchos Pesach. We see from the inclusion of Amar Velez Nazari Hare Ani Kaven Shem Shana. We see from the fact that the Tanaim continued to speak about the Yitzias Mitzrayim even after Alois HaShachar, that Halacha is part of the Kiyum of the Mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. What would the logic be? So I remember Rabbi Warman said, the logic is, there's a famous comment of the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch says that, what's the reason for the Mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? Sefer HaChinuch writes, that the entire reason why Hashem made the Jewish people and why Hashem created heaven and earth and why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Kabbalah Satorah. So what better way can you demonstrate that Hashem taking us out of Mitzrayim was for a noble purpose and for a worthy purpose than by speaking about the halachas of Pesach? If the whole reason Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim was for Kabbalah Satorah, then more than, it's actually perhaps a better fulfillment of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Better than saying the story, you know, okay, so you're going to go to the store, you're going to get like 9 different types of, you know, what is it called? Wind up frogs. Right? It's a very important part of the Seder to have different kinds of frogs. You press it on the bottom, it jumps, you twist it, there are at least many different b'chal hamarbe hareza meshubach. Even better than dramatizing the narrative is learning the halacha. Because why did Hashem take us out of Mitzrayim? So we should go to the store and patronize Jewish people who sell different kinds of frogs before Pesach? It's a very nice thing. It's a big mitzvah to support Jewish business. But the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was for Kabbalah Satorah. So what greater demonstration that Yetzias Mitzrayim was for a noble purpose than by learning the halachas of Pesach? And if we may, there's a famous gematria of the Hafla. It's not in the Snu Haggadah, by the way. It's not in the Snu Haggadah. What's the gematria of Pesach? I think it's 144. 168. One, right? Pei, Samach, 148. 74 plus 74. 74 is bitachain. 2 bitachains. What's the gemasha? Pesach b'miluai. Pei, hey, Samach, Mem, Chaf, Ches, Taf, 613. Pesach b'miluai is gematria 613. Why? Because the whole tachas of Pesach, Hashem should give us the Torah. So what demonstrates that Hashem's objective for Yetzias Mitzrayim has been fulfilled? Just by telling all the blood-curdling details of Makas B'chayrois? Yeah, obviously, you have to say the story. But if you learn the halacha, especially with the focus that it should be an avoida, that we're learning the halacha, because the whole tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Kabbalah HaTorah, that we should be avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should be mekayim all of His mitzvahs. Like the pasuk says, v'zeh l'cha ha'oiz ki anoichi shalachticha b'hoitziyacha es ha'ami Mitzrayim tavdun es ha'lekim al harazeh. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that we should do the mitzvahs. Sefer HaChinuch says from this pasuk, we see the whole tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim is shetekablu haTorah shehi ha'ikar hagadol shebeshvil zehim nigalim. So we could understand that it definitely enhances the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim by learning the halachos. So the bottom line is, if you look at number 28 in the Haggadah Pardes Yosef, he brings down that there are many sources for this teaching of the Griz, that one is Mekayim, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, by learning halachos. But certainly what he meant was, it's only a chelek of the mitzvah. If you just learn Hilchos Pesach, and you don't tell the story at all, obviously this is a lacking in the fulfillment of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But if the Ikar is the discussion of the narrative, and by the Suda, or sprinkled in, you also talk about halacha, especially after, it's worthwhile to be aware of the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the night of the Seder. You don't put on your flannel pajamas, your fuzzy slippers, take your teddy bear, your schlufkapo with the big pom-pom on the back. It's not the night to get ready for my good night's sleep. You let the sleep take over you. Don't worry, you're not going to... This will take about 30 seconds extra, you know? Just... At the end of the Seder, you prepare yourself, you put a pack of Sfarim, you're going to say the whole Shir HaShirim. The fact that you only get through one Pasuk, you're still Mekayim, the Halacha of Chayiv Adam. Now, by the way, the Girsa of the Gra in the Tosefta, the Gra takes out the whole thing. The Gra takes out the words, Chayiv Adam Lasek B'Hilchos HaPesach, and the Gra puts in Chayiv Adam Lesaper B'Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol HaLayla. So according to the Gra, it seems like the whole basis of the Griz, at least from the Tosefta, falls away. But our Girs of the Tosefta is Chayiv Adam Lasek B'Hilchos HaPesach Kol HaLayla Ad Shetach Tifenu Hashena, as the Shulchan Aruch says. Yeah, I mean, the Chassam Sofer and the Rabbi Yisrael Isser Panovich, they're just translating the words, you know? They're focused totally on the narrative. But it does seem like there's some basis that, in addition to that, if you speak about the halachic discussion is also a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Sibur Yitzchus and Tzayim. Okay, thank you everybody for coming. If you didn't get a Sefer, please help yourself. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.